This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The leader of the World Health Organization said Monday that the deadly coronavirus has gained a foothold in so many countries that the threat of a pandemic has become very real. But WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus added it would be the first pandemic in history that could be controlled. The impact from the coronavirus remains unabated, with the death toll across Europe reaching past 500. There have been 97 new deaths in Italy, the worst hit European country. Globally, WHO said that more than 100 countries are now reporting coronavirus cases. More than 114,000 people are reported ill. The death toll has topped 4,000. Iran has gone to great lengths to deal with its coronavirus outbreak. Edward Uranian has more.
Iran, the most seriously hit Middle Eastern country with hundreds of reported cases, is spraying workers with chemical disinfectant in the hard-hit province of Gilar. At least 200 people have died from the virus in Iran, and photos of dozens of victims being prepared for burial are posted on social media. Many doctors and nurses have also contracted the virus, complicating treatment in many places. Residents of the Iranian town of Mahmudabad were shown on social media stopping drivers with cars registered in other towns from entering. One video posted on social media showed officials in the town of Hormuz telling residents to remain in their homes. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. President Donald Trump met with his coronavirus task force on Monday. Afterward, he announced his task force is working on economic relief for people affected by the virus. He promised more information tomorrow. The president ignored reporters' questions about whether he's been tested for the virus. This is VOA News. The U.S. is facing a new dilemma in Afghanistan as it figures out how to advance the peace deal with the Taliban. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
We're also going to be talking
in Kabul. President Ashraf Ghani was sworn in for another term after being declared the winner of September's election. But next door, rival Abdullah Abdullah was also sworn in after charging voter fraud. They both say they're in charge, which is threatening to wreck the peace process. After the U.S. and the Taliban signed the deal last month, negotiations between Afghans themselves were to start tomorrow, which is now a near impossibility after dueling inaugurations. Sagar Magani at the White House.
North Korea test-fired three short-range rockets on Monday. It was the second North Korean launch in a week and the latest mixed signal from Pyongyang, which has hinted it wants international help to fight the coronavirus. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
South Korean officials say the North used multiple rocket launchers to fire the short-range weapons into the sea off Korea's east coast. Japan said they appeared to be ballistic missiles. North Korea's second missile launch in a week may signal a return to tensions, except the North is also hinting at dialogue. In a surprise move last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sent a letter of condolence to South Korea, which has seen an explosion of coronavirus cases. Some analysts believe Kim's friendly letter signals he wants economic or virus-related aid. North Korea has not reported any coronavirus infections, but many fear it is hiding an outbreak that could turn into a humanitarian disaster. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Trading on Wall Street temporarily halted Monday as the U.S. stocks joined a global rout on crashing oil prices and mounting worries over coronavirus. U.S. stock trading halted for 15 minutes earlier in the day due to steep losses. The suspension was triggered after the S&P 500's losses hit 7%. World oil prices fell on fears that Saudi Arabia launching a price war with one-time ally Russia would flood the market with oil in a bid to regain market share. Sudanese President Abdullah Hamdok says he is safe following an assassination attempt Monday in Khartoum. Eyewitnesses say car bombs went off near the prime minister's convoy as he traveled to his office. Afterward, hundreds of protesters gathered at the scene of the blasts, condemning what they call a terrorist attack. And the U.S. military says two American soldiers were killed by enemy forces in Iraq Monday. Their names have not been released. The U.S. maintains more than 5,000 troops in Iraq. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.